Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we've gathered quite a bit of material focusing on something many people sort of push off, thinking it's for later. You know, we're talking about the Power of Attorney for Healthcare, or POAHC, specifically for Illinois. Culturally, there's this idea, right, that major legal docs there for retirement age or, you know, when health problems start cropping up more often. But the sources we've dug into, they paint a really different picture. They're basically arguing that if you're in your 20s, 30s, maybe 40s, this document isn't just relevant, it's potentially critical. It's less about planning for old age and more about dealing with risk now. So our mission today is to kind of debunk this idea that it's just paperwork for grandma. We want to show you exactly why getting a POAHC sorted out today is, well, maybe fundamental adulting in the modern world. Okay, let's unpack this. Maybe start with the absolute basics. What is this thing?
Sure. So under Illinois law, a power of attorney for healthcare, the POAHC, is basically your legal tool for choosing a decision maker. You officially name someone you trust. They're called your agent, and that person can step in. They make medical decisions for you if, and this is key, only if you're incapacitated and can't communicate your own wishes.
Okay, so only if you literally can't speak for yourself.
Exactly. And the scope, well, it's broad. It's not just minor stuff. Your agent gets the power to handle pretty much everything. Routine treatments, consenting to surgery, but also those really heavy personal decisions. Life support, resuscitation, end of life care. It's a huge delegation of your personal autonomy, really.
Right. And that leads straight to why this feels urgent, even for younger listeners. Because if you don't have one set up in Illinois, well, the state kind of steps in, doesn't it? There's a default?
There is. It's called the Illinois Healthcare Surrogate Act. And it basically sets up a default plan for you, whether you like it or not.
And that's a list, right? Like
a
specific order of people.
Yes, a legally mandated priority list. If you're unable to make decisions, the law says first choice goes to your spouse. If no spouse, then your adult children. Then your parents, after that, adult siblings. And only way down the list, if none of those are available or willing, might a close friend be considered?
Wow.
What's fascinating here is this list is purely about legal relationships. It has zero to do with who you're actually close to or who you'd trust.
So the person you actually want might be way down that list.
Yeah.
Or maybe not even on it.
Precisely. Maybe you haven't talked to your parents in years, or maybe you live with a partner you've been with forever, but you're not married. The law, well, it doesn't really care about the nuances of your relationships. It just follows that fixed order.
Okay, so let's take that example. I'm, say, 30. I have a serious accident. I'm unconscious. I don't have a POAHC. My partner of like 10 years is right there, knows everything about what I'd want. But maybe I have a parent I barely speak to. Does that parent legally trump my partner? What can my partner even do?
Legally? Pretty much nothing in that immediate moment. That's the harsh reality. Your unmarried partner under the Surrogate Act isn't high on the list at all. They come after all those blood relatives. Your estranged parent, just by being your parent, has the statutory authority according to that list. It creates this awful legal mess and, you know, potential conflict right when everyone's already stressed and grieving. The POAHC is designed specifically to prevent that exact scenario. It cuts right through it.
Oh, so?
By naming your partner, or whoever you choose, as your agent in the document, their authority becomes legally primary. It overrides that default state list completely. It's clear, it's immediate.
Okay. That unmarried partner point alone feels huge. Indispensable, really, if you're not married, even if you, say, have kids together. But let's broaden out. Beyond that specific situation, why else should a healthy, you know, 35-year-old not just think, I'll deal with this later? Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's talk about the advantages of doing it now.
Preparedness.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's about the unexpected. Look, statistics about chronic illness are one thing, but major accidents, sudden infections, complications from routine surgery. Those things, they don't really care how old you are or how healthy you were yesterday. They can incapacitate anyone, anytime.
Yeah, totally. And when something sudden like that happens, the family is just reeling, right, in shock.
Yeah.
If you already have that POAHC done, you're basically giving them a clear instruction manual from you. If you don't, you're kind of forcing them into this potential nightmare of guessing or worse, fighting over what you might have wanted, all while they're terrified.
That's spot on. Avoiding family conflict is a massive benefit here. The sources really emphasize this. Imagine you have two siblings. One thinks you'd want every possible intervention, fight to the very end. The other knows you'd prefer comfort care, letting go peacefully. If they're both, say, high up on that default surrogate act list, they can literally deadlock the decision-making process. It can lead to court battles, just awful emotional damage within the family.
So the POAHC avoids that whole mess.
Completely. It designates one voice. Your chosen agent, whether that's your partner, your sibling, your best friend, whoever, they speak for you. End of discussion, really. It takes the ambiguity out. It provides a clear path forward based on your actual choice.
So doing this, it's not just about your own care, is it? It's almost like a gift you give to your loved ones, a gift of clarity, maybe peace of mind.
It absolutely is. It's an act of responsibility towards the people who'd be there for you. And once it's signed, witnessed properly, that protection is locked in. That peace of mind is there. You can change it later, of course, but you're covered from that moment on, which naturally brings us to why some folks still put it off.
Right. We should definitely talk about the hesitations. Need that balanced view, especially for younger people. You hear things like, well, my life's probably going to change a lot in the next few years. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe planning to get married or maybe even divorced or moving somewhere else. So they think, why do the paperwork now if all you have to redo it anyway? It makes it feel kind of temporary or like wasted effort now. Plus, there's that statistical thing. Younger people are lower risk for many chronic conditions. So it can feel like, you know, just more admin, more paperwork that can wait.
And those points, they're understandable on the surface, but they sort of miss the core function, especially for younger adults. Yes, life changes, but the POAHC protects you today against the unexpected. And for younger adults, the biggest risk of sudden incapacity often isn't slow onset disease, it's trauma, accidents, things that happen instantly.
Right, you're insuring against the sudden catastrophe, not necessarily the slow decline.
Exactly. And as for the extra paperwork complaint, Illinois has actually made the logistics pretty streamlined. There's what's called a statutory short form for the healthcare power of attorney. It's a template, basically. Standardized, legally recognized across the state. Makes it much easier.
Okay, so you don't necessarily need, like, a lawyer to draft some complex thing from scratch. That sounds way less intimidating.
For most people, yes. Using the short form is often sufficient and simplifies things a lot. But, and this is important, you have to follow the rules for signing and witnessing for it to be legally valid.
Ah, the formalities. What are they in Illinois?
Okay, so you, the person making the document, the principal, you have to sign it. And it needs to be witnessed by one adult. Just one. But here's the really crucial part about that witness. The whole point is impartiality. So that one adult witness cannot be the person you're naming as your agent. Makes sense.
Right? Yeah, conflict of interest.
Right. They also can't be your doctor or anyone running the hospital or clinic where you might be getting care. And this trips people up sometimes. They cannot be related to you or your agent. By blood, marriage, adoption, none of it.
Whoa, okay. That's specific. So if I name my partner as my agent, I can't just ask my sister to witness it.
Nope. Invalid if she does, because she's related to you.
Even though she's not related to my partner.
Correct. Related to either party disqualifies them as a witness under the Illinois statute. The law really wants to remove any possible hint of pressure or self-interest from that witnessing step.
So practically speaking, you need to find someone like a neighbor, a coworker, a friend who isn't family to either of you.
Exactly. Someone trustworthy, but completely outside that family agent circle. Once you get that signature correctly witnessed, it's done. It's valid.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier, even though we're saying do it now, it's not set in stone forever. How easy is it to change or cancel if, say, you do get married or divorced or just change your mind about your agent?
Oh, it's very straightforward. The power stays completely with you as long as you're mentally competent. You can revoke it anytime. You can just say, I revoke my POAHC, or you can write it down. The simplest way, usually, is just to create a new one. If you get married and want your new spouse to be your agent, you fill out a new form, name them, sign it, get it witnessed properly according to the rules. That new valid POAHC automatically cancels out any older ones you might have had. It's designed to reflect your current wishes.
Okay, that makes sense. It's flexible. So let's try to tie this together. We've covered that it's risk management for the unexpected. It solves major legal problems for unmarried couples or complicated families. It prevents horrible conflicts. It's actually pretty easy to set up in Illinois using the short form, as long as you nail that witness requirement. And it's easy to update as life changes. So what does this all mean? If we boil down the message from the sources, it feels like it's about control, right? Autonomy. Making sure your voice is heard through someone you trust, even when you can't speak. Doing it young isn't being paranoid. It's just taking charge. It's ensuring your medical future reflects your choices, not some default state list.
That's it, exactly. That control is just invaluable. The really smart approach for pretty much any adult in Illinois is to treat this like, say, starting your retirement savings. You set it up early, ideally when you're healthy and thinking clearly. Then you just check in on it periodically, especially after big life events. Doing that guarantees that if something awful and unexpected does happen, the people trying to support you have clarity. They don't have the added burden of legal fights or uncertainty on top of everything else.
It really does seem like essential preparation. Non-negotiable, almost, if you care about having a say in your own future care.
I'd agree, but maybe here's a final thought, something to really chew on that connects this legal step to your actual life plans. Think about the next 5 years for you personally. What's the single biggest change you see coming? The one that would absolutely force you to revisit this decision? Is it getting married, having kids? Maybe it's something like a planned move out of Illinois.
Moving states, does that complicate things?
It can, because these documents are based on state law. Now, most states have reciprocity, meaning they'll generally honor a valid POAHC from another state. But the specifics can differ. The witnessing rules might be different, for example. So if you know you're moving, it's really crucial to check if your Illinois POAHC will be fully effective in your new state, or if you'll need to execute a new one under their laws. So planning for that update becomes almost as important as getting the first one signed. It's about keeping that control current wherever life takes you.